A dark money group is secretly funding high-profile Democratic influencers. That's an article in Wired. But Allie, one of the influencers named in the article, has some problems with the article. And I, in turn, have some problems with her video.
Okay, number two. According to copies of the contract viewed by Wired, creators in the program must funnel all bookings with lawmakers and political leaders through Chorus. No, again, I literally have the contract right here. I'll talk through it in a minute. It says they want you to disclose to Chorus any engagement with government officials related to Chorus's policy agenda that contractor, that's me, I'm the contractor, arranges through other means, right? So if I just arrange it myself with a congressperson, I just let Chorus know so that they know that congressperson's open to booking and other people in Chorus can do it too.
Pause. This is the section of her contract about booking engagements. It seems like it says if you're booking an engagement that, one, you're going to utilize the Chorus Newsroom to book engagements, and two, disclose to Chorus Newsroom personnel any engagements with government officials or others on topics related to Chorus's policy agenda that contractor arranges through other means. So you're either going to book through Chorus Newsroom or tell them about any engagements that you booked otherwise. And three, collaborate fully with Chorus regarding all such separately arranged engagements. That sounds like exactly what the Wired article says. According to copies of the contract viewed by Wired, creators in the program must funnel all bookings with lawmakers and political leaders through Chorus. That's one. Creators also have to loop Chorus in on any independently organized engagements with government officials or political leaders. That was item number two. If I want to work with another politician, I have to fully collaborate with them. That's item number three, said one creator who was offered the contract but ultimately declined.
And the fact that the person who wrote this article claims to have read through the entire contract, but like, here it is clearly written that what you stated in your article was categorically false. Like, that is quite concerning about your journalistic integrity. Like, I get these contracts are long and confusing. That's why people have lawyers and managers to help them. But you don't write an article about it unless you understand what's going on.
Maybe somebody doesn't understand the contract. I'm pretty sure the Wired journalist does, though. I sympathize with Allie. I believe she genuinely does hold left-wing views. And so if a Democrat-affiliated dark money group comes along and offers to pay you $8,000 a month to say things that generally line up with what you believe anyway, that seems like a good deal. But that deal comes with trade-offs. And one of those trade-offs is that people might find out you're being paid. And when that happens, you can't just say fake news and point to evidence that the journalist in question has actually read the contract they are describing accurately. You should just be clear-eyed and candid about what you're doing. This dark money group is giving you money because they think that they are buying influence over what you say and talk about on social media. That's why they're doing it. And maybe that's a good deal for you, but you should just acknowledge that. You should just say that instead of trying to pretend like the reporting is fake. Allie does have other arguments that I think are also bad or naive.
Contract, and you can catch me on The Daily making fun of Andrew Cuomo, pissed at Cory Booker, calling for Chuck Schumer to lose his job.
That's an example of a bad argument. Schumer, Booker, those are both safe Senate seats for the Democrats. And Cuomo is not even the Democratic nominee for New York's mayor. So the fact that you're allowed to criticize people in areas that aren't really contested for the Democrats, that doesn't mean that you are perfectly free to say whatever you want. And again, these people would not be paying you if they didn't think they were getting some influence over what you have to say. And I think it's naive to ignore that.
Press consent. This is the protecting small creators part, but also lots of things in contracts are written very strict in case of legal emergency. I've told plenty of people casually that I'm in Chorus, and Chorus does not care. They've expressly told us that that's fine. This is just for if someone does something like diabolically evil and then Chorus has to sue them and they can just be like, girl, the contract. Like, it makes it easier in court. They don't really care about it otherwise.
And that's something I think of as naive. If the secret dark money lawyer politician type people give you a really strict contract, it's not because they are secretly chill guys who are just going to use the contract in emergencies or whatever. It's because they intend to use the provisions of the contract against you if that becomes necessary. I'm not saying the Chorus people are evil who are just going to arbitrarily use the contract to destroy their creators. She says, I told my friends that I was in Chorus. That technically violates the contract, and that wasn't a problem. The people at Chorus don't want to destroy her for no reason. They aren't evil. What I am saying is, if it is ever to their advantage, they will use the provisions in the contract against her or other creators to get what they want if it conflicts with what the creators want. And I think you just have to be naive to believe otherwise. And one thing I would challenge her on is, if these provisions are only for like extreme legal circumstances or whatever, I would just ask her to check the contract for the reverse. That is, are there extreme provisions in the contract that protect her against Chorus or the funding group doing something extremely illegal? Are there equally severe provisions in the contract that would allow her to sue them easily if something like that happened? I bet there aren't. I don't think this is such a bad or terrible thing. I do think the creators involved should be candid about it. Yeah, I got paid $8,000 a month to say basically what I believe anyway. I thought it was a good deal. And I think they should be clear-eyed and honest, especially to themselves, because if it ever does come up that the dark money group wants to pressure you for something you're not comfortable with, you want to be ready and mentally prepared to have that opposition. You don't want to be fooling yourself into thinking that they're basically good guys or working together. You want to be honest that they're paying you money to try to influence you. You want to be aware of that and be ready to resist it if it ever crosses a line that you aren't comfortable with. That's what I think. Thanks for your time.